Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, but this is a special crossover episode with What the Hops Podcast. Worst Collection Ever, we talk about the worst comic book collection in existence. It just happens to belong to us, myself, Jen.
I'm Sean.
And we're here with Brian.
What's up, guys?
From What's the Hops Podcast. Brian, who's been on Worst Collection Ever before. Welcome back, Brian.
Yes, Sean and Jen are in our neck of the woods out in Buffalo for a little family thing, so yeah. We figured it'd be a little fun thing to get together and talk about some shitty comics and drink some good beer.
These are fresh comics, too. We actually went to, I keep wanting to say Dave and Buster's, but it's Dave and Adam's. In Williamsville, a place that we've talked about on the show before, and that place is dope. I really like it. Like, I just like, it's basically like cheap comics and like cheap other things. Yeah. Although there is some stuff there that's pretty pricey, and I'm like, eh.
Dave and Adams generally started as a sports memorabilia card store and then kind of expanded into the whole card games and got into comics. And when they bought a bigger location out in Williamsville over by the Eastern Hills Mall, they really kind of expanded, I think, their comic area.
Yeah.
So, it's a fun little space. They're also the people that put on the Nickel City Con every year out in Buffalo, out here.
That's the hipper of the two cons, I assume.
Yeah, that's the one that gets all the, you know, celebrities and sports figures and everything else, just because, I mean, obviously they have the connections to get all the autographs and all that fun stuff, so it's probably easier for them to make it happen.
But we had a chance to go there and buy some books. And
I know. I bought some vintage. They had 75% off some vintage comics.
It's a good deal.
It was a super good deal. I got some Lois Lanes.
Yeah.
I'm sure, things that will make an appearance on this show rather than later.
Because I'm looking at the stack that I bought. We bought a bunch of books for Halloween, particularly, and they're not all that good.
No, they're awful, actually.
This is actually Brian.
I mean, like,
but
awful even by our standards.
Yeah, just like not interesting enough.
Yeah, not interesting enough to really talk about on the show.
But I'm still gonna keep it for a while. Maybe it'll grow on me. But
doubt it.
And then I got Thor. I got an issue of the Kongorilla miniseries, which I forgot existed, Ape Fear.
I saw that in the box, and I'm like, who thought this was a good idea to actually make?
I thought it was a good idea to buy. And then I found some random-ass DC maxi series. Look at this one. Look at this. It's the Lords of the Ultra Realm.
God, that looks like garbage. You're going to make me read that, aren't you?
Well, I might, actually. That's why I bought it. It's the last issue.
Great.
So you can never read
Sean's
another one.
Sean's favorite thing, last issue.
It is, actually. That's kind of a thing for me. And then I found this is an Eclipso version of Justice League from, like, one of the, from, like, the old day, from the 70s. So I figured I'd pick that up. And Speedball. We found Speedball.
That's also.
We got some good stuff.
Sure.
Good stuff to line up for coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Good in quotation marks.
Yeah, oh, absolutely in quotation marks.
No, it's bad. But yeah, no, I love big shout out to Dave and Adams, and I picked up, what else did I pick up? Some action figures. Mm-hmm. I got a Titanium Man, a Toy Biz Titanium Man. I got myself a DC Universe, like the really small version of Spectre with a goatee. And then
Spectre.
Yeah, he's got a goatee. I think it's a Christmas Allen version. And then I picked up a Savage Dragon figure, which looks really snazzy. So,
did you get that Savage Dragon one?
$5.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can't go wrong with that. You know, it's kind of like, because I wanted to get something else out of the one of the other things, but it was like $8 and I was hoping I'd get a discount on it. And I was just like, you know what? I'll just get this.
You should have haggled. It looked like they're trying to get rid of a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't from that box, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was another case, in behind the case, and it didn't have a sign on it. And I'm like, I don't know. She doesn't like me. Jen doesn't like me haggling.
I don't typically when we go to like independent stores because I'm like, yeah.
I feel like Dave and Adams might be a little different because it's like they just get random shit in all the time.
They might be different because I always feel like the only time you want to try to haggle is when it's like somebody like made something.
Like, I've done that
like
once.
It's like a craft and you're like, can I like have this for $2? And I'm like, it probably costs more to make.
Yeah,
that's when I get all mad.
I know. I don't.
They spent hard work hours on there, and you're just like, oh, I'll give you 50 cents.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, not even cover materials.
Yeah, I don't respect the artists. That's my problem.
Yeah. It's always been your problem.
But it was good times. But I guess we should let Brian, because we're kind of doing this like for both of our shows.
Yeah, we'll crossover.
So it's a crossover. If you happen to listen, if you are probably like one of like the two people that probably listen to both of our shows, then you're going to be listening to the same episode in a sense.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I decided to save a can of the Das Blepp from West Shore and Brickyard Brewing Company out here for Sean and Jen.
Oh, nice.
Just so they can see the can because they're both cat lovers and have some cats.
It has cats all over it. It's really cute.
And it is a nice, wonderful little IPA that they may enjoy. It's a collaboration from West Shore and Brickyard Brewing Company. It is brewed with Galaxy and Nelson Sauvignon hops with a touch of Vic's Secret in the dry hopping stage.
What, Vic's Vapor Rub? What?
Vic's Secret is obviously it's a hop. So it's a 6.8 ABV and 60 IBUs.
What is IBU? What was it? ABV, you said, was the first one?
ABV is the alcohol by volume, and IBU is the international bittering unit or bitter units. Basically, the higher the IBU is, the more bitter the beer is going to be.
Oh.
So is this going to be a bitter beer?
No, it's actually probably going to be something on the medium side. This style of IPA, technically it's called a New England IPA. It comes out in a hazier color, and while it has bitterness, it's not that overwhelming piney bitterness.
Okay.
The hops being used in this right now, Galaxy in particular, is a very expensive hop from Australia or New Zealand, one of those two, that is very popular, and a lot of people end up putting in this style of beer. So it's like a smoother yet bitter hop that like has a lot of, you know, citrusy character to it that like people kind of almost like, I mean, people talk of this style of beer and basically call it juice because it looks like orange juice in a sense.
Okay.
When like you look on Instagram or anything like that and you see a beer, it's like
juice.
Doesn't look like beer. It's like, yeah,
juice.
Because it's technically it's a whole different thing. So
when you said it was a New England IPA, I was like, oh, was it brewed on a seat on the tee?
Yes.
Going to a Sox game, the Kenmore tee.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's just like made of like not so veiled racism and the love of the Red Sox.
This is the hops that was made by the kid who once got on a train. Did we ever tell you the story, Brian?
This is a fun story.
I mean, possibly, but
you maybe have heard it on the podcast where we lived in Boston, and there was a train. We were on a train going to back to our place in Alston.
Yep.
And there was a kid. He was a kid. He looked like a kid, you know. Early 20s.
He was maybe 21.
Skater bro looking kid. Gets on the train.
It was super busy.
Super busy train. Gets on the train, like, one of the stops. Gets on the train. Pulls out a 40. Not a 40. No, a tall boy.
A tall boy.
I forgot what it was. Probably Old English.
No, probably.
He pulls out a tall boy. Slams it.
And gets off in the...
Pounds it. In between that and the next stop, and then gets off, just takes the can, pounds it down on the busy train, and gets off on the next stop.
Yeah, and it wasn't like long between stops because it was the Green Line heading out to Alston, and I feel like he got on at what's before Hines?
Was it? No, it was already. We were around like Brighton Corners.
No, we weren't.
Really?
Yeah, we were still underground.
Oh, so, fuck, what was it?
Commonwealth? No.
I don't know.
I don't remember, but it's, like, between, like, whatever is before the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. He got on there and just, like, chugged this thing and just, like, put it down and got off. And he was just, like, challenging, like, everybody to fucking say something. And none of us did. Because...
What are you gonna say?
Well, no. I wasn't gonna fuck with that guy.
I mean, that sounds... Ooh. That sounds like Boston to me.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Boston every day.
It does have like a citrusy smell to it.
And the Vic secret is when you're dry hopping a beer, it's generally you're not adding more of the hop to the beer. You're basically adding it after the beer's already made to give it that smell. Mm-hmm. So certain hops like Vic Secret and that will give it that citrus smell.
It smells almost like a grapefruit.
Yeah, that's the thing. What it looks like is kind of like
grapefruit. And it does, right? It looks like juice.
Yeah, and it's there to like almost, the dry hopping's there to almost kind of trick your mind in a sense too.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're all working with our senses. So
right.
Just like as you're drinking it, you're smelling it, so you're thinking that it's that, and, you know, you're getting that, you know, bitter...
Oh, yeah.
Thinking that you're drinking some kind of citrus juice in a sense.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of an intimidating beer because you would pour this for me, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, this looks pulpy.
Right, like orange juice.
Like orange juice, like it's pulpy.
God.
It's pulpy.
Sean has such an aversion to pulp, regardless of his dice impression.
Well, that's another one. Now I gotta tell the story behind that.
Ugh.
Because apparently he had some kid who's a kid, I think it was, well, I don't know what he was doing. He was writing for like some publication in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And he went up, for some reason, as an open mic, he went up on stage talking about like a set that Dice did recently.
Okay.
That he reported on. And he's like, Dice had a joke where he went up on stage. He says, "My cum is so thick and pulpy. Bitches don't need to eat meals for weeks."
Oh, I'd say go to see a doctor, man. That's probably a problem. If it's pulpy.
Pulpy! Andrew Dice Clay, classically trained thespian, as we've seen in his movie, his turn in A Star Is Born.
And he was also in Blue, what was he in a couple years ago? Where
Blue Jasmine.
Blue Jasmine, where apparently he was like really great. I never saw the movie.
He was also in the time when he came into the record store and he was like, "Hey, I'm looking for music, the fuck too."
Yes, that's always a great story to hear from you.
That is my favorite. That's pretty much like the only thing that I remember from Hollywood, from 8 years in Hollywood. Just Dice Clay coming in with an eye patch, not on his eye, but on his head, with pink eye, being like, "I'm looking for music, the fuck too."
Gross.
Yeah, my Dice Clay sounds a lot like Fred Schneider. There goes a narwhal. I'm Dice Clay.
So... Brian, when you like pick beers for this podcast, like what are you looking for? Are you looking for like local, Western New York stuff, or just like unique stuff?
We try to do a lot of local stuff. We're generally looking for just something that we're wanting to taste, and doesn't necessarily have to be a certain style. We tend to go more on the IPA side just because a lot of the beers that we get in this area from any kind of distribution tend to be more of the IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
So you may look at our back catalog and you'll see, and it's like, okay, they drank like 2-3 IPAs on this episode, mm-hmm. and 2-3 IPAs on this. Hell, my favorite style of beer is brown ale.
Okay.
And I mean, we haven't really done too many of them. Because there aren't many being made.
I'm sorry. We're watching this pay-per-view, and I'm just watching this.
There's always wrestling on in the background of our show.
This is an American-based podcast. So of course there is.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing this kid in the background. He has a shirt I can't tell what kind of shirt it is. I think it might be a Jericho shirt, but this is ass. Sorry.
Would you like
I'm glad wrestling has evolved. Anyways, let's get started.
Yes, we currently have on
Bad Blood 2003.
Yes,
we're watching Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels. It's a very very moist Ric Flair.
Yes, this pay per view is very early 2000s.
It's something else.
Sorry about that, guys. I know this. I don't want to turn off your listeners. by talking about wrestling.
Exactly.
Because I know they're here to hear about the beer, which they should be, because because Jen's asking very good questions.
Well, I mean, with the other guys, having some family time and everything else, and I guess me having family time with you guys, it kind of works out. So it's like, this is more of a little treat to the inner workings of, I guess, my life for our listeners, in a sense.
Yeah.
So
it's very rare that we're in town too. So this is this is a good time.
Yeah.
So.
Sean and Jen currently live in
Colorado.
In Denver. Well, outside of Denver.
Yeah, close to Denver.
The place of beer.
So. Yeah, there are a ton of breweries, and I do hope that Brian will make it out to see us one of these days. There's so many beers in Colorado.
I was texting,
like, local ones and stuff.
I've been texting Brian because occasionally I find myself at breweries and places because I went to a podcast thing they happen to have it taking place at a brewery. And what was it that I was telling you it was? Because this is actually noteworthy on your show. Did you talk about it on your show?
I've mentioned that you guys live out there.
No, but you mentioned this particular beer.
Wasn't it like some sort of stout, maybe?
No, I don't think I mentioned whatever beer it was.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you did send me the pictures of the blep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's blep.
Yeah, where is that? It's, I'm at Wood, oh, is that Wood, Woods Boss Brewery, brewing in, downtown Denver. And I was drinking a Hisolda. I don't know, I'll probably say it wrong. But it's Hisolda, Hisolda Irish Coffee Cream Stout, and it was quite good. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah.
And then when I went to, we went to the Pine Room. That was the place that we went with our friends. I texted Brian my list of beers, and maybe you can comment on these if you want. I mean, maybe you'd probably try them, but. The Dry Dock Amber Ale. I had a Surly Bender.
Mm-hmm.
The Skamo Mule, which was like a banana.
I don't think we like
that. It's like a Moscow Mule beer, but it sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think anybody liked that one.
That's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult.
And then a Breckenridge Breck Lager, I think that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that place was cool. It was this place in southern Denver, like, the suburbs of Denver out. South, kind of where we are, and you can just basically, they have like 200 and something beers on tap, and then you just do whatever flights you want, and you can just keep getting flights. So I think I got like 3 flights, which is plenty.
Well, you did cider a bunch on that too.
I did some ciders, and I did a bunch of fruit beers. I just did like a bunch of local stuff too. It was kind of cool.
Speaking of cider, as of recording this weekend is the opening of the Blackbird Cider Hall out in Black Rock. So, like about 5 minutes away from where we are right now in North Buffalo. It's
Black Rock.
It's the Cider Hall. Blackbird is a cider company out in Barker, New York. So, like kind of closer to Lake Ontario. And they just opened up a new location that they're going to be making cider in. Down this way. So they have, I believe, 12 cider taps and then 12 guest beer taps, which are mostly local beers.
That's cool.
So they'll have food and stuff too. We got out to the space during Buffalo Beer Week. They had a little soft opening out there and stuff too. And it's a real cool rustic space in the middle of like industrial wasteland Black Rock.
Oh wow.
So like you get there and you're like, what the hell's going on?
You get
here?
There and Topaz performing.
Yeah, but like the building used to be like owned by like a Nazi sympathizer and stuff. Oh, and God. They had to like they found like a bunch of like, Nazi paraphernalia and everything else, and like there was like radioactive material in the ground. Oh, and shit. Like so like they had
to, man, love canal brew.
They had to do a whole bunch of stuff to make sure everything was good, but like it looks great out there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also, that's also where
maybe do something was good. They were like, it's not as bad.
There's, if you really want to look into it, there's articles online, they're on Buffalo Rising, I think, did an article on it. Buffalo News did as well. So
go in there. Well, actually, I don't want to make fun of the people because you're probably friends with these people. I'm just was going to say, I'm assuming that their bartenders have like multiple limbs and stuff.
It's, I mean,
like a Simpsons episode?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, a bunch of.
if everything in the building starts to glow randomly, then we know why.
Yeah.
So
it'll be fine.
That sounds like a trauma movie. It's like beer, radioactive beer.
I did want to talk about this Dots Blep can real quick because it's pictures of cats on it with their tongues hanging out. Obviously, a blep. Look how cute they are. Look at all these cute.
They're very handsome
kitties. And yeah, I love this for the can alone. I do like the taste of this, by the way.
Yeah, this isn't
typically into IPAs because I do find them a little bit bitter.
This
for
is
me.
Roughly, let's see if I can see the date on. So this was canned on 9/17.
Oh, wow.
So it's what, about a month old,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't even know what today's date is.
Yeah.
This year.
It's October 20th right now.
Yeah, so this is just over a month. Generally this style of beer people try to drink within anywhere like within a month. Usually if this starts hitting 6 to 8 weeks, anything more than that, like the flavors start to drop. Just because of like the haziness and the thickness of the hops and like so just certain flavors and stuff start to deteriorate. The rule of thumb with most IPAs in general is you should probably drink them within 2 to 4 months at the most. Now, it doesn't really matter. I mean, beer is beer when it ultimately comes down to it. If you're getting the best taste on what they're trying to brew, that's what they generally tell you.
It's not bad. It's just there's a lot of trepidation I have with this.
This is because you have like weird mental hang-ups.
About things that taste like fruits?
Yeah. Anything that tastes like fruit. Sean doesn't like anything that has jelly in it, so like a jelly donut.
Or like the hard candies with the weird.
Oh yeah,
like,
he won't touch a hard candy with the jelly. He won't touch like a gummy orange slice.
I'll mess with those.
You won't jelly. Like if I put like jam in something, you won't eat it.
No, I've been better with that. I had a lemon bar once.
Yeah, but I mean like if I were to make like a jam bar that had like actual like seeds or maybe like
I'm sure you've had more than one lemon bar in your lifetime.
Oh yeah, he's like got some weird shit going on.
But listen.
You know how long it took me to convince him to eat pineapple?
Listen, I can't fuck with things that have amounts. If the jelly is really like loose, like if it's like if you're like here's a jelly donut because jelly donuts are basically like hey donut. Big thing of jelly. There was once this jelly thing I had. It was called Chubbles, and it was basically
it's gum, but
it was like a thin layer of gum. And then I was like, I'll never forget it. I didn't know what it was, and I bit into it, and I went. And it was like a Halloween or something like that. Ruined my experience.
You get home and you're going through your bag and it's like, oh, what's this? Chubbles. Let's put it in my mouth.
Yeah, well,
that's what Halloween is. Let's put this candy this stranger gave me in my mouth.
Because parents are going through the bag to make sure there's no razor blades right. that are, so it's like, oh, yeah, no. How many parents are actually going through
my
candy
parents
bags,
used
so?
To?
Parents ain't checked. Yeah, parents are.
Yep. My parents never did.
Oh my god, my parents absolutely did. They would sit down after my sister and I got home
and look at inspect every piece.
Yes, and inspect every piece. But you know what my mom finally confessed to doing years later is she would go through and if she saw a piece she wanted, she'd go like, "Oh, this one's ripped. We have to get rid of it." And then she'd just eat it later.
Do you remember the episode of the Commish where?
No.
Where there was a community leader that was tainting candies for neighborhood kids, and the commission was like, "You motherfucker."
No, I do not recall this episode of the commission. Is this another episode of Sean Remembers Things?
Totally. I remember most of the commish.
How?
Who watched the commish?
How often did
Obviously
you really watch?
People did because Michael Chiklis is a star.
Are you 72?
No, I'm not.
Wait, did they replay it somewhere?
I remember from when it first aired. I remember from when it first aired in 1989.
How many episodes of the commish did you actually watch?
Enough.
Then? Like, I understand. Okay, so our parents did watch it.
Because sometimes I didn't have an option to do anything else but watch primetime television that they were watching. And they would watch the commish. Every beginning of every episode, he would make a salami sandwich and he would find a pen in the salami from his wife.
A pen?
The pen would say, "You're a good commish," and he would be like, "Oh, that's great.
I'm going to make a pen and not a note."
Was that like for the opening?
Yeah, it was in the opening.
Oh. No, was it the I thought they did it in like different ways in every episode. That's like how every episode had to start.
He goes to like a deli and he's just like, "Oh, my teeth. Oh, it's a pen for my wife. She gave it to them and put it in the sandwich." No, I remember TV.
Yeah, you do. See, that's how I got watching Night Court, because that's what my parents used to watch.
See, you probably remember a bunch of episodes of Night Court. I don't remember Night Court, because I never watched Night Court, but I watched The Commish.
Yeah, that's not something our parents would watch.
Yeah. Night Court. We were watching, like, The Commish and, like, Highway to Heaven and shit, you know?
Yeah, no.
Dad did watch The Flash, though.
I remember The Flash.
I remember watching that.
Yeah, I remember watching The Flash. I remember the one with the guy who did a drug where basically you spray it like you're spraying like deodorant that you're gonna walk into, but you just suck it up.
Oh,
yeah. You can get that on the DC app. That's not available on anything.
That's true. We don't have it on our thing, which is such a bummer. One of these days.
Oh, that's basically how DC does everything, though, right?
Yeah,
just one big bummer.
Yeah, that's pretty in line with their brand. One big bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't. They're not very eager to do good things.
Oh, did you hear the Flash is getting pushed back?
What do you mean? Oh, the movie?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Are we able to keep remembering? I'm surprised people remember that there's a Flash movie coming out.
Yeah, no, it keeps getting pushed back, and I'm trying to remember exactly why. Like,
Fastest Man Alive has the slowest movie to come out.
Pretty much, like there's something going on, and then that kid, what's his name, Ezra Miller, I guess, has like commitment issues or something, and I don't know. But so we'll never get that. Version of
that's
the
just
Flash,
that's just
that, maybe that's okay.
Yeah, whatever. We'll forget that.
Maybe that's okay.
Well,
we have
I mean,
Flash on TV.
Aquaman's coming out in basically like a month, right?
Yeah, November. No, it's a Christmas movie.
It's like it's like beginning of December, I think.
There's a huge push because I've never seen so many Aquaman. I've never seen so many Aquaman toys because I went to the Target and it's like you literally was like dress up like Aquaman. Here's a shark. Fucking throw it, you know?
Here's a really terrible Mera action figure.
Yeah, here's
her hair is plastic. I'm sure that's what you wanted.
A lot of people are going to go see that.
Which is
other because everybody loves Jason Momoa.
Yeah. He better be wearing a Santa hat. I mean, if this is going to be a Christmas movie, I expect Jason Momoa in a Santa hat.
Real quick. I just want to preface a good friend of the show, Rob Kelly.
Yes.
Who may be listening to the show. Well, I'm not putting down your boy. I just want to say, yeah, but
Aquaman or Jason Momoa?
I'm certain both for
okay.
him. Yeah, he's
right,
probably got
checking.
A, he's got a, you know, they're both, he's, you know, Jason Momoa is Aquaman. So yeah, just, it's, pretty intense. Just like, whoa, man, we're really going hard. I'm like, I don't know. I hope it's good.
I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to give it a shot. I don't have very high hopes, but maybe it'll surprise me.
Yeah, no, yeah. They'll be surprised. Speaking of things that were messed with, Netflix also canceled Luke Cage.
Yeah, that news came out like yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, did they officially cancel Iron Fist?
Yes.
Yeah, Iron Fist was canceled like a week ago, I think.
And then they did. Well, I guess the rumor is because they want to do an app.
No, they wanted to put it on the Disney app.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
It's going to go on the app. There's going to be like all that stuff's going to be there. So if you want to get your Luke Cage or whatever. You gotta buy the app.
So is it
Who's
going
this old
to...
man beating up Eric Bana? What the fuck? I don't remember this. I don't remember some old mother just beating up on. That's... Who? Okay. What?
Here comes Bionic Steve Austin.
I was gonna say he really just looks like a bionic man with these knee braces. They're very intense.
Well, I mean, you know, he's got to do some physicality. See, look at that. He just punched Eric Bischoff. But. Yeah, so I mean, I have. Sorry,
did he chew in his back pocket.
Probably yes.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
He is a skull man. I'm a skull man.
So, you guys grew up out here, obviously. So I don't think you had this problem, but when I was in high school, we had a bunch of cowboys because I grew up in Colorado, right? And there was a bunch of ranches and shit. So it'd be very commonplace to walk down the hallway and see just somebody who would just spit tobacco, just like. Hanging out in the corner. It was like...
We didn't have
they
that...
They would walk down the fucking hall and just fucking spit.
They're
nasty.
Some schools out in, like the rural areas do have that.
That's what I'm asking.
You would be surprised how many people actually chewed in our school. Like, you never seen it really. There was a lot more than, like, looking back at it. Like, you're, like, going back in your mind and, like, kind of thinking, like, wait a minute. That person was chewing during that class. And that's, like, you kind of, you think about it now and you're like, oh, shit.
I don't remember people chewing during class, but I definitely believe that there were quite a few people out here in general, just from over the years, people are just like, yeah, I chew. You know, I remember the one time I went to, my friend Cisco, we went to Rockport. And we were hanging out with our buddy Derek, and, you know, we were in a bar, and there was just a dude in there just, like, walking around with a cup, like, in a crowded-ass bar.
And spitting into it?
And just spitting. It was just filled, and he's just spitting, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's such a thing.
I would have rather they did that, because a few of them
did, like, you're scared. Sorry.
A few of them did, like, spit into, like, Coke cans and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, they just spit in the corner, and then it would just be all over the floor.
Yeah.
And it would just sit there.
Yeah,
all
see,
day.
If they did
that's
that,
nasty.
If they did it in our high school, that wouldn't have flown pretty well.
No, they just let them do it.
Our mom would have kicked their asses.
That's what I mean.
And you could always fucking tell, because that's how I knew Steve Austin had it in his back pocket, because you could see the outline of the freaking thing, and I'm like, oh, yes, he chews, I can tell.
I like that he doesn't, he didn't, you know, he's out there doing stuff, but he's like, he doesn't have, like, a locker or a place where he could just put it.
He wants to make sure he's got it.
He's gonna dip or something.
So he can drink his beers and then take some dip.
Yep.
That had nothing
to do with anything. Steve Austin's drinking Miller Lights. What's your thoughts on
Miller
Lights?
Hey.
It's a great, if you want to get drunk cheap.
If I'm drinking an American domestic light beer, I'm probably gonna go with a Miller Light, to be honest with you. I'll drink a Miller Light over Bud Light 100% of the time, or Coors Light for that matter. Coors Light is just straight
water.
Yeah, like, it's not. I mean, but obviously out this way we drink Blue Light or Molson Canadian and stuff like that. So,
what was I going to say? Speaking of Mr. Austin, he has an IPA,
right?
What do you we did go to the place. We did go to his to the El Segundo Brewery.
Yeah, when Sean and Jen were living in LA, we went out to El Segundo and had the Broken Skull
IPA
out there. It was pretty good, actually. They had, when we went out there, they had like maybe 14 IPAs out of like the 18 taps or whatever that they had.
Oh, wow.
But that's typical for West Coast breweries. Mm. Their IPAs are generally not this. It's more of that piney, you know, more clear, just, you know, general West Coast style IPA. Mm-hmm. But I did manage to take Sean to Monkish last time we were out visiting you guys. Right. And that's the West Coast brewery that brews New England IPAs. Mm. They're very popular with traders and everything else. So, like, if you guys wanted to, you could probably just go and sit there, like, if when you were living out there, because you lived so close to it.
Yeah.
You could have went and, like, just bought, like, whatever allotment of cans and then sold them for, like, double the price that, like, whatever, just to people, like, online, and just, like, made money that way if you really wanted to.
Hmm.
And that's what people do. Like, they'll just go and be like, oh, well, I'll trade you for this, I'll trade you for that, or, like, just sell them for, you know, mark them up, like, you know, a couple dollars a can. And people eat it up. But they're like a very coveted brewery out that way. So there's probably a few breweries out by you guys too that are also like that. But I'm still kind of exploring.
You mean the Coors Brewery? No, I'm kidding.
You guys are close enough to Great Divide and stuff too, where that's one of my favorite breweries that I'm definitely, when I come visit, I'm definitely going to want to get out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, like I said, I feel like there's a new brewery opening every single day, because there's just one that opened in our town.
Which one?
I can't remember what it's called, but it's literally opened like last week. And then there's one down where my parents live that's like brand new. And there are all these like little local breweries, and then they have like, you know, obviously a bunch of local beers from Colorado. So yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah. No, it's there's definitely what's kind of cool too is we have the they're called King Supers instead of like Ralph's.
It's a Kroger.
Kroger, basically. And so you go in there and you can do like a mix and match for like $10 of just pretty much like the majority of, like, they have like a lot of local stuff. And, you know, you can just
try. Wegmans has that out here too.
That would make sense.
Yeah, of course. Because the King Soopers we go to is, it reminds me of a Wegmans.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some cool places out there for booze. And we actually enjoyed a good wine deal the other
day. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Too. I had a place called Vines out there where you get to try a bunch of Colorado wines.
Yeah, I had a Colorado flight when we were there.
I never really thought of Colorado wines.
Neither did I.
I didn't think so either.
That's the thing. Because our growing season's not that long, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize we had Colorado wines, but we did, and they weren't too bad. There was a red that I really liked. The other ones were kind of meh, but there was one that I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, obviously people are also busy when you're thinking of Colorado. Now you're thinking of, you know, smoking weed and everything else too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just all over the place.
Yeah,
so
that's there too. Definitely.
So what else is there to say about beer? I don't know. I just think we're like, we're...
Well,
we're
I finished mine
too. Because I kind of like this.
Yeah, I told you I liked the blep.
Yeah, the blep was quite good.
Blep. I enjoyed it.
Well, I do have another one here. This is from McKellar, San Diego. It is called the Freddie Mercury.
Ooh.
It is a New England style IPA. It's 9% alcohol. And they don't generally say on their cans what the IBUs are or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I can pour that up.
Oh, sure.
I was going to look at the can.
Well, yeah, you can look at the can.
Ugh.
I'm going to... I'll look up the...
Well, maybe we should take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll open this one. And then we'll come back. We'll drink some more beer. And we'll talk about our comic.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about a comic this week.
We are going to talk about a comic. Because it's our Halloween episode.
Grab your bat microphone. It's time to start the show.
Check out the Bat Pod with your host, Bill Beer.
This was
an issue. Yes, have you ever had a cucumber sandwich? And his co-host, Joey Galvez.
I mean, I like it, you know, cucumber water. Have you ever had that? It's so refreshing.
Topic of the week.
I really love the Michael Keaton Batman, the Tim Burton Batman.
Thought you were going to mention Batman and Robin for a minute. You know, George Clooney had you at hello or character spotlights. The Condiment King was a guy named Buddy Standler, a former stand-up comedian, but, you know, stump your co-host segments. Okay, where's your Batman card? Just go ahead and send that to me.
Sorry.
And we'll rip that up. Okay. You can find the Batpod on the nerdylegion.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, and we are now on Stitcher. The Batpod is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Network.
Your crime-fighting collective, it's the Batpod.
What the blue bacon?
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Darkhold, number 5 from... Oh, sorry, technically the title is Darkhold, Pages from the Book of Sins, number 5 from February 1993. And this is one of the lesser Midnight Suns related books, because basically in the 90s they were like, yo, check out all these spooky characters. They're like this, there's this group of, you know, group of characters that they all do spooky shit together. So you had, you had these guys, Darkhold, you had Morbius, Ghost Rider, Blaze, Blade, the Vampire Hunter. You know, there's a few others too.
They had, what was it, Night Stalkers was a...
Oh, Night Stalkers, yeah. Originally it was Night Stalkers, and then Blade did his own series.
Okay.
And then at one point...
Was Moon Knight part of that? Did Moon Knight have a series then?
In the 90s?
Like during the Midnight Suns?
I think his series ended just around when they were kicking this up. Like, he still had a show, or still had a book going on in like 93. That was when Stephen Platt was doing the art for it.
Okay.
So it pretty much ended around that time too. So, I don't think he was a part of the Midnight Suns. But then also, Doctor Strange became part of it too.
Oh, yeah.
That was back when I don't know exactly what was going on, because I wasn't reading at the time, but he does show up in a few other books where Doctor Strange became like a guy that looks like John Lennon.
Okay.
You know, for a minute. And then he also wore a mask, which he did originally when he first debuted.
Mm-hmm.
He had a mask on, but then he you know, he just had a different mask. It was a strange time for Doctor Strange and the Midnight Suns, but nonetheless, we are talking about Darkhold this week. It is a Halloween themed book. So we're happy to do that.
Yeah.
So Brian, do you want to tell us about the beer we're drinking or about to drink?
Yeah. So I guess in honor of the Bohemian Rhapsody movie that should be coming out next week as well, actually.
Oh, cool.
This next week, I thought it was November.
Yeah, like November 2nd, yeah, which is next week.
Ew.
Gross. Already November.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Right? To fuck.
We're getting all fucking old. Yeah, I know.
So in honor of that, we're going to be drinking the Freddie Mercury from McKellar San Diego. It is a 9% ABV, a 70 IBU, and it is a New England style double IPA brewed with Simcoe and Mosaic hops.
Nice.
So probably going to be pretty similar to last beer. Probably not as smooth. Maybe a little more bitter.
Definitely doesn't have the same kind of smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this also wasn't dry hopped either. So that's again, you know, with the dry hopping gives you that smell. So.
Oh, that definitely is more bitter. I don't hate it.
Oh yeah, definitely different.
I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't hate it either. It's cool.
Yeah, there's a
it's not as smooth as the last one.
It's not as smooth, but the bitterness doesn't turn me off as much.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll drink them and like it's bitter for a long, like after, you know, after you finish, it's really bitter for a while on your palate. This is not like that.
This is a pretty standard tasting double IPA. If you're looking on a menu and you see a double IPA that is around the same, like anywhere from like 8 to 10%, chances are you're going to get something like this that might be a little sweeter. But yeah, this is pretty spot on for the style. They call it a New England. Is it a New England? I mean, yeah, it's a little hazy. It's to me, it's a double IPA. It's pretty on par
with. What does it mean that's a double IPA?
Higher alcohol content, pretty much, is how you're going to really determine that. There's other factors involved.
Are there triple IPAs?
There are.
What about quadruple IPAs?
Some breweries will probably claim that they're making it, but then you start getting into barley wine territory. Once you start hitting over, you know, what is it, 14%, I believe, that's when, like,
people... So basically it's mead?
Yeah.
Ooh, mead.
Yeah.
Have you ever had mead?
I have, yeah.
I don't remember having mead.
I ordered it at some bar. I'm sure it was garbage mead. I ordered it somewhere. I think in Fort Collins, actually.
Garbage mead.
We have a few meaderies out here now, too. Mead is a very hip thing for a lot of beer people as well. Again, collectors and traders and everything else will seek out certain meads from certain meaderies and pay good money for them too. Like it's a crazy thing where it's like the beer isn't enough. They need something that they can like, that's so sweet and high in alcohol that like they just need to get their fix, I guess. I don't know.
I would also like to point out this is called Freddie Mercury. It is spelled Mercury.
Yes.
Mercury. I like it.
But yeah, that Bohemian Rhapsody movie comes out next week. So
I'm excited for that. I'm hoping it's going to be good.
I've heard good things about it. I mean, that's, you know, I guess.
That's how I like my biopics. I want people dead. Like, this Elton John one coming up, like, he's still alive. At least right now. I'm not sure if I want to watch it, because he's still alive. Even though it looks cool.
Maybe he'll kick it before it comes out.
I can finally watch it.
It's like the biopic. You didn't think it should be made because he was still alive, and now you can watch it.
Because he's dead. R.I.P.
R.I.P. You know, I mean, well, let's hope not. You know, John lives forever.
Sure.
But, oh, yeah, we're talking about a book.
Comic. So let's talk about the cover here.
I almost forgot to talk about the comic.
Well, we don't really have... There's really not a whole lot going on.
It's a very forgettable comic.
It's super forgettable.
Of course it is. It's a 1993 issue of Darkhold.
Yeah. So on the cover, we have the Punisher holding a gun to a lady's head. She's in a cemetery. There are zombies coming out, grabbing her legs. And then... in the background, like jumping over the fence and like in front of the moon is
Ghost Rider.
He is so on fire.
What I like though about it is like it looks like he's not really jumping. He's kind of like jumping like behind him, like he's just kind of doing this for fun.
Oh yeah, no,
he's like, totally awesome.
He's not coming to actually do anything. This is just how Ghost Rider rides. He's just like, I gotta jump something, also on fire. Also, I've got a weird like armor plating thing on my motorcycle.
Well, that's his bike.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But also, like, his fist is in the air, like he's Judd Nelson. You know, at the end of he's like, yeah! And it's like, this looks like he's like, yo, what's his face? Punisher's about to shoot a woman. Yeah! So, that's Punishment and Vengeance.
Sure.
What's funny, too, is that you would look at the cover of this book and you would think it's not any of these has to do with anything but Punisher or Ghost Rider. Even in the point where you get to the bullpen and they make a joke about how they're like, you know, issue Darkhold number 5 with sales magnets, Punisher and Ghost Rider.
Hmm.
So they're clearly like, yeah, this is going to be a piece of ass.
Sure.
So also, if for astuteness here, because it plays into a part of the story, is you see Maria Castle.
Punisher's wife.
Punisher's ex, you know, deceased wife. So,
Punisher is shooting a bunch of people in this very beginning, and he is just thinking, because that's what we do, narration boxing time, and he's just like, I keep seeing my dead family's faces.
Yeah. No, he's definitely got Bruce Wayne syndrome, which, look, I'm not going to say that, again, trauma is trauma.
Yeah.
You know, your parents get killed, your family gets killed. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty terrible.
It's horrible.
But he is, he is known as...
He's not dealing with it in a healthy way.
No.
No.
So the story is called The Living Dead. Mm. And basically, he goes into a church and just murders a bunch of guys, apparently.
I mean, what else are you going to do with
your family? He's just blowing up a church.
It basically starts off like every other Punisher story.
Yes.
Yeah, he's killing a bunch of people. And he's got, like, knives strapped to his feet. He's got pouches. He's got big-ass guns.
So he's
don't you worry.
So he's on the hunt for this... There's this drug dealer called Speakeasy that he's got a tip on. You know, a tip on. He's basically just massacring these people with giant assault rifles. But...
Speaking of speakeasies.
Oh, yes.
Because it's much more fun to talk about. Are there a bunch of them here in Buffalo?
Not really.
Yeah.
There was one bar that tried to do it, but like they basically had a regular bar door opening and awning and everything, and basically showed that there's a bar there. And then you walk in and there is a really shoddy fake wall that you knew was fake and that you just had to roll out to get into the bar.
Oh, okay.
So it was actually really inconvenient because the door was really bad. So it's like a lot of times you're like trying to move in it and it's not moving because like the way they put it together was just garbage.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that place didn't stay open very long. It probably stay open maybe about 3 months and that was it.
That sucks for a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and
you know, we're going to do this sweet thing. It's like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like grand opening, grand closing.
I think they tried to, they had the right idea. They just probably sped the process up and didn't really do it the way they should have.
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, we have a couple, there's definitely a couple of like random clubs and stuff that you have to be members to get into. Sure. Actual speakeasies though. No, unfortunately, Buffalo isn't quite there yet.
I know there were a shit ton in L.A. We never went, though.
There was a few, yeah.
There was a couple in Denver.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few that are like, it's like, yo, man, there's video games in the speakeasy. You better come. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, so he's looking, so Punisher's looking for this,
He's looking to go get a drink, basically.
Well, no, he's looking for he's looking for this preacher named Steig,
I'm assuming.
S-T-Y-G-E. Steig.
I was going with Steig.
Steig.
Sure.
Michael Steig. And he is like, okay, well, apparently this guy is making promises to bring back people back from the dead. And people sign over to life savings, which Speakeasy uses to expand his drugs. And blah, blah, blah. So he finds this guy. Who looks like Speakeasy? Looks like T.J. Miller, actually.
Yeah, he's got a lot of teeth too.
Yeah, he's like Denver, yeah. And then
is that before T.J. Miller became a creep?
No, this is actually happening. This is what T.J. Miller was doing. He was fighting the Punisher in a speakeasy.
They're calling the cops on a lady on a train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the puncher throws a grenade in there and fucking explodes him. And
of course he pulls it in like a cool way when you do it with your teeth.
Yeah, cool way. And he does a walk away from the explosion.
That's right, he sure does. Because this is an action movie. So then we're at a cemetery?
Well, no, we jump down, we see the Steve.
Oh, is this after? Okay.
This is right after Steve.
Oh, that's like, right, he finds dead, burnt out T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like, I'm a priest.
What up?
He's like, yo, I'm a priest, I'm going to bring him back to life.
Priest with an eye patch.
Priest with an eye patch.
Priest with an eye patch. You know, if that was a movie, if like a TV show, your mom would probably watch it. At least the pilot.
Didn't AMC do a show like that?
Called Priest with an Eye Patch?
They did a show called...
You mean Preacher?
Yes. Actually, they've had a bunch of shows.
I mean, Preacher's still on, right?
I think it's still on. I'm so far behind in it. I read the whole series, the graphic novel, but I think we watched the first season.
Yeah, we just watched the first season.
And then I just forgot it came back on, and I just haven't finished.
Yeah, so I think it's been going steadily for the past. It's like probably on its third, probably fourth season at this point.
Yeah.
But also, there's another show. Maybe I'm trying to think. It was on AMC or some other network. Probably AMC. It's called Impastor. No, I think it was on TV Land. That's what I'm thinking about.
Impastor.
Yeah, it was about a guy who pretended he was a pastor. And he was doing, stuff like this. Yeah.
I feel bad about all of that.
Yeah. It started with the guy that played Lex Luthor.
Is this a real thing? What?
I'm positive.
And what? It aired for like three episodes?
Probably.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's terrible.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things where like, we're in the podcasting world. Somebody comes out with a show like that and everybody's like, yo, let's go get this guy on, man. He was on this show. Now he's got this show. Fuck yeah, you know. Let's talk about it. And the show is like canceled in like a day, like 3 weeks. And then nobody ever talks about it. And you're just a mark for people coming through to get involved, get them involved. I mean, it's like, that's how, you make connections and stuff too. I mean, I shouldn't poo-poo on that because, where else are you going to promote something called Impastor, but on a podcast,
Yeah, because they're not having you on E! News to talk about it.
No.
Yeah. You never know.
Can I just say I'm really upset by how bloody Triple H is in this match?
Yeah, he's juice. Speaking of juice, we got double juice. Actually, I think we get triple juice in this match because I think Foley gets bloody too. But yeah, we got Triple H, we got Kevin Nash. It's triple juice.
Oh, it's so gross.
Back when they were cool with the juice.
Yep.
No, now we can't do juice because we got John Cena being like, brah, 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 brah. You know, he doesn't do juice. But
he doesn't bleed?
He's bled before, but I mean, not anymore,
It's like John Cena does juice, but he definitely bleeds too.
Somebody says his new physique looks like he just has a body full of snakes.
Oh, God.
Like muscular snakes, because he looks all like weird and wary, and he's got JBL hair.
That's right, he has hair now.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay, anyway, so, I don't know, the priest is like, oh, I'm so angry.
Well, he brings back this guy.
I honestly don't remember why he's so angry.
What he wants to do is, what does priest...
We just read this, and I don't, because that's how non-memorable this book is.
So the priest's gimmick here is that what he wants to do is bring the Punisher's family back to life.
Okay.
So he can have the Punisher indebted to him and do his killing, because this priest needs to eat people.
Is Cannibal Priest?
Yes, Cannibal Priest.
Or is he a zombie priest?
Yes, spoilers.
Spoilers if you don't bother to listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah, or like me, if you read the book but didn't retain any of it whatsoever.
So now's when we're in the graveyard.
With the zombies and the lady. Oh, but it's like a dream.
Yes, it's like she's having a vision.
Yeah, so she's like, oh no. And
this is because we're in the Darkhold house. The Darkhold's like, it's like, yo, we all live together.
Like, so is the Darkhold the book?
Darkhold's the book, but then the group is also called
Darkhold.
They call themselves Darkhold because they're looking for the Darkhold.
I don't know what they're called. Actually, I think it's, what are they called?
They're just a bunch of group of people that like are looking for this book for some reason.
Yeah, they're looking for like the pages of the book and stuff, and they seem to, I guess this girl, Vicky Montesi, who has a formula named after her, by the way, that killed all the vampires at one point. She has like dreams with these visions, and they're like, hey, yo, so you have these like creepy dreams, And, you know, they lead us to these pages of this book because it's like, you know, it's like us hunting for comic books, but they're hunting for occult pages. Mm. And, they find out they have to go to Brooklyn. So they go to Brooklyn. So now we're back to Punisher. Punisher's like, I'm looking for this priest again. I'm going to go into some pier and just murder a bunch of more dudes. Like, he fucks dudes up.
Oh, yeah. He's been getting tips from some source. And he's like, and they've been telling him where these guys are.
Yeah, he's been hunting them down. Well, I think it was some. He says that the tips were coming. I think the tips are coming from Speakeasy at one point.
Well, Speakeasy shows up after, like, here.
Yeah,
I think on this next page or two, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he shows up. He's like, he's all mangled, like the guy from RoboCop that gets dipped into the acid.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, my fan, you know, I'm here to take these bodies and put them in a boat. But, you know, I guess he killed some 13-year-old kid.
So he's trying to convince the Punisher that this priest guy can bring people back to life. Or because he can talk, because since Speakeasy's kind of dead, like he's dead but not really dead right now.
Yeah.
And he could talk to dead people.
Yeah.
Like, so he's like,
he's the kid from Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just like if the kid from the Sixth Sense became the guy who got melted in RoboCop.
And grew up to be T.J. Miller.
That's to say, it's kind of like...
And then also became T.J. Miller.
If you put those three things in the transporter from The Fly, it would be this character. If you put Haley Joel Osment, T.J. Miller, and Emil from RoboCop. Which, by the way, I just wanted to point out, because we went to see RoboCop recently in the theater.
Yes.
Because it was at a part of that Lucha Libre...
No, it wasn't that. It was another wrestling...
Rocky Mountain Pro, that's right.
Yeah, that's one thing that we don't have here.
I'm surprised that people aren't trying that shit, because there's a big wrestling scene here, too.
Yeah, is things that, like, multiple happenings with wrestling going on.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, whether it's a movie theater or when I was in Austin, there was the brewery, Fourth Tap. They have a wrestling ring in the back, in their, like, where they brew beer. Like, literally, surrounding the wrestling ring was just pallets of cans.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it's just like they hold like monthly wrestling matches there.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah, there's
we don't have that here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe somebody needs to do it. Maybe you should do it. Start a wrestling promotion.
I don't have that much time to do that.
Oh. It would be really, I feel like it's very time consuming.
Yeah.
Grab the pencil, start booking the territory. we'll get Steve Austin here. we'll have him recreate his redneck triathlon.
Yes, if only we can reenact this pay-per-view.
Just every week you'll reenact a Bad Blood 2003 but in the back of a brewery, and instead of
especially this part where Triple H falls asleep on Kevin Nash.
Yeah, he's sleeping. Yeah, they're sleeping. Everybody's having a nap. Wait, is the match over?
No, I don't know. Randy Orton.
Oh, no, I think the match is over, yeah. Yeah, he hit him with his stick.
The sledgehammer.
Oh, wait, I don't know. I don't. What is going on here?
I don't know.
I don't think it's over yet.
I think it's over. See, look.
Oh,
pedigree.
And now I'm going to fall on him.
And then Randy Orton out here with a tucked-in polo.
And slacks.
It's one of the rare times he's worn pants.
I would say this is a pre-pantsless Randy Orton.
That was a thing going on for a while. Randy Orton just didn't wear pants for a month straight.
He doesn't wear them now.
No, he just wears hoodies and stuff. He
just goes through airports with no pants on.
Yeah.
If I see Randy Orton with pants on, then I know it's not Randy Orton.
Yeah, I'd be very upset.
Anyways, so basically, you know, Punisher's like, yo, don't talk about my family.
Yeah.
You know, they're dead. But, and then Speakeasy's like, yo, they might be alive. But, you know, I gotta go take these dead bodies to him. And Punisher's just standing on the dock going, having a grump.
Uh-huh.
So now we're in Brooklyn again. This is a very hip book.
Yeah.
We're Brooklyning it up.
Don't worry, Ghost Rider's here now. And he's shaking down some guy. I don't know for what purpose. He wants information, I'm assuming.
He is breaking... No, he's shaking down some random thug.
Mm-hmm. He's just being Ghost Rider.
He's just being like... Ghost Rider. And he says, well, you know, he spoke to us and I was like, yo, you killed an 80-year-old man. And Ghost
Rider... Oh, that's right. And Ghost Rider... And, like, Ghost Rider... The 80-year-old man is just, like, they're dead. And Ghost Rider just, like...
No, he's not.
Yeah, it says, doesn't he say, like, look...
No, he's like, look in my face and feel, because he's going to give me the penance there. He's going to penance the fuck out
I thought
of
that dude just laying here was the 80-year-old man.
No.
That's just another guy.
He's very young looking. looks like Trump.
It's just like a...
Sorry. I'm sorry. We don't talk. Did you mention that stuff on the show? You can cut this out.
No, I mean, we do, but don't. It don't really matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, okay. We don't really hold back.
Good.
Don't hold back.
We'll make random comments, but...
Yeah, so Punisher... So this guy basically, like, spills the beans about what Punisher's doing, and he's like, yeah, the Preacher hired him to take on his competition. You know, so, you know, he kind of implies that. And Ghost Rider's like, shit, that's the dude I'm looking for. I'm looking for this guy. So now we're back with the actual people in this book, the Darkhold, and they're talking to One-Eyed Priest. And, you know, well, I think they're kayfabing him. Because they're like, yo, we need you to help bring back like one of my, bring back one of the guys. I don't know who these people are in this group, but it's the woman with dread, black woman with dreads. And they're like, yeah, let's bring back my husband. And, this is when, because they're in a mausoleum, and then, Montesi, is in the mausoleum looking for, a page of the Darkhold. And she opens up like a floor thing and she goes down into this this gigantic basement and finds a bunch of fridges. which might be filled with beer.
That's right. And there actually are like a box of baggies on top of the fridge.
Yeah.
And when she opens it, there's like human parts.
There's human parts. And she's like, oh my God, dismembered, bullet ridden, human bite marks. Dear God, Stidge is eating. And I think what I like about this is that he has... So he's got the dismembered body parts, but he's also kind of been snacking on them. Like he's been like, ooh, oh, you know, he's like, oh, this one's Steve the Stoolie.
You'd think he would like take the time to like remove the bullets. Because she's like, oh, they're bullet ridden.
Well, there's a bullet hole. Maybe there's no bullet. How do you know there's bullets in them? He can just eat around the bullet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's got to eat around the bones and stuff.
That's
too.
True. I don't know. Does he eat the entire bone? He might.
I don't know. I think cannibals don't eat the bones.
Yeah, yeah. They probably save them for like stew.
He just eats around the bullet like a cherry pit. You know.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
Just kind of gets that goodness off.
And then he just like spits it.
He spits it out. He's having a little snack.
Like, hey, you want to see something cool?
We need to tie a sinew
with my tongue. Tied into a knot.
We need a cannibal expert to weigh in on how cannibals eat.
Are there any cannibals in the brew scene?
Are there any cannibal podcasts? We could have like a triple crossover show.
Yeah, we're going to get in the cannibal podcast scene. Do we want to?
No.
That's on the dark, dark web.
Yeah.
I was on the dark web once.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I did. I give up my NES Classic. That was my dark web experience. Also, I once was a part of the Figure Four, the Wrestling Observer message board.
Yeah, that's definitely the dark web.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was incorrect.
Yeah, that's something nobody should have to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. I'm just okay. So now we're watching.
Fatal
Four Way from 2010.
The Nexus shoved Bret Hart into a limo, but first they ripped his shirt off.
That's what I was saying.
Because they were like, if we're shirtless, you're shirtless.
It's like, yeah, we're going to humiliate you, Bret Hart.
This is not a shirts versus skins match. This is skins versus skins.
This is WWE. We don't wear shirts. Fuck you. And then they just kind of crashed a limo into a bunch of people.
And they just yell at him.
And now they're just yelling at him in a car.
Oh, wait, they're going to crash him again.
Oh, he's fine.
I like that they're just chasing this limo back and forth in like some crappy garage and then like opening it to yell.
Come on, get out of here. We're going to take off your pants now.
But they just like, they wanted to shake him around in this limo while he was trying to like grab a drink out of the mini fridge or something.
just all I wanted was an Evian water.
It would be great if there's a camera that cuts in and it's just him trying to grab an Evian. He's like, ooh, ah! Oh, my Evian! Anyways, again, this is a good book.
Oh, yeah, reading so here.
So the Punisher is like, so everybody's at this mausoleum and the Punisher's like, yo.
It's
me, the Punisher. And he's like, I shouldn't be here in a mausoleum or a cemetery
don't worry,
like this.
I'll kill everybody.
Yeah, I'm here to kill him. And Speakeasy's like, yeah, you know, he followed me here. So now, apparently, there's a cop there that's, like, there to try, that I think that's working with the Darkhold, and they're trying to, like, imply, you know, or he's, I don't know, he tries to, like, he's like, hey, Punisher, I know about you, I'm gonna get you.
Well, one of the Darkhold people is a cop, I think.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what it is. So
is this Drew McIntyre's first run before he like got kicked out?
No, this is technically his second run, but this is before.
He's very young here.
Oh yeah, he's very young.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the same time as this is going down, Vicky Montesi runs out. She's like, yo, they're eating this.
They're eating people.
So are the greatest people, and so is this guy. So is this guy's syndicate. He's eating all the people, and so thankfully that provides a distraction for the Punisher, and he starts beating everybody up. And as that's happening, Ghost Rider shows up. So pretty much giving us like the cover of this issue.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider shows up and
gets all pissed off because he's like, oh no, the Punisher's actually fighting my friends.
Yeah, he's fighting my friends.
It's like, what the fuck, man? I thought we were boys.
Yeah. Like, why does Ghost Rider have friends at all?
It's pretty interesting that Ghost Rider has, that he's like, the concept friends. Of friends. He's like, friends? I am Skullfire. I have friends?
He shouldn't have friends, because if his friends, like, fuck up, can't he, like, judge them?
He strictly exists for vengeance.
Yeah, he's there to be like, hey, I saw you take a root beer barrel out of the bulk section.
Pen and stare.
catatonic for life.
Yeah, like, that's his whole deal. He shouldn't have friends.
No, he shouldn't.
At least not in his Ghost Rider form.
No. He should be friendless. He probably has a Facebook with a bunch of friends that he like.
It's bullshit.
He probably has like, you know, like a list of people.
Which Ghost Rider is this right now? Is this Danny Ketch?
Yeah. Right. Well, because Blaze is farting around.
Blaze is just doing his own thing somewhere.
Blaze in this other book that we were considering reading is like hanging out with like
Man Thing.
Well, what?
Man Thing.
Well, for some reason he just realizes who Man Thing is in this book, and he just shoots him a bunch. But no, he's got his own.
What else would you do if you met Man Thing?
It's Man Thing. Let's shoot it.
Let's just shoot it a bunch.
He's like, ew, gross. Bang, bang, bang. No, he's running a carnival, like a traveling carnival, and he's got a bunch of.
Oh, he's a carny?
Yeah, he's like a supernatural carny.
Oh, that kind of sounds more exciting than this book.
Yeah, it really.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, we just said we're going to read this.
Because we've read that already.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck it.
It's too late now. We've gone too far.
We're not going to stop and talk about this other book right now. We have made our way through this beer. I am almost done with it. It was delicious. We must finish the book.
So
finish the beer, finish the book. That's how it works.
So Stiggy is, deciding, he's like, oh, well, I gotta get Punisher on my side, you know, and he's fighting Ghost Rider,
time
so.
Time to raise the dead.
Time to raise a bunch of zombies.
It's like a Thriller video.
It is, basically. Even there's a zombie here called Sid. So yeah. I think it says, so Sid.
These zombies all kind of look like Carrot Top a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because they all have red hair, you're right.
They all have, like, this weird skullet of red hair. And, it was weird because there's also a zombie called Morrison. Because you see a bunch of gravestones. Morrissey, yes. He's like, hey. Girlfriend in a coma, here I am.
Yeah. Johnny Marr is actually in town tonight.
Ooh.
I could have taken you guys to see Johnny Marr.
Where's he playing?
Town Ballroom.
Oh, Town Ballroom.
So yeah. Right across the street you got the Goo Goo Dolls playing, and then you got Johnny Marr hanging out too. So.
What is a man to do? What is a music fan to do? In Buffalo, when you have the Goo Goo Dolls.
I was gonna say, don't the Goo Goo Dolls always do like a four-night stand here?
They're doing, this is the weekend, they're doing like three nights in a row at Shays.
Yeah.
I've met the Goo Goo Dolls before. They're quite nice.
I can see that.
I think they're
Canadian.
Oh, well, they're not. They're from here.
I thought they were Canadian.
No. Oh. Don't try to take the Goo Goo Dolls away from us.
Nobody's... I always thought they were Canadian, which is why they played Johnny here all Resnick? Time.
That's the most Polish name.
Robbie Takic?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. It's hard for me to judge Polish names without seeing them written down.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So Stygji brings up all these zombies. And so now Ghost Fighter is like, fuck, I gotta fight a bunch of zombies. And so now as he's doing that, he's like, all right, now it's time to bring back
Punisher's Castle's kid.
Yeah, bring back Punisher's family, and he will, you know, he'll be beholden to me forever. And, oh, no, what he wants to do is he wants to combine their life forces and connect them to his own, so then the Punisher will do his bidding, and he'll continue to have, quote, an endless supply of fresh meat.
Well, yeah, because all the Punisher does is kill.
Now the Punisher does kill, and he could just go and just take a chomp out of people. Just be like, you know,
the Punisher is his grocery store.
Punisher,
that's his kingdom.
Because this guy's doing like flights of people.
He really is.
He's like, instead of doing like flights of wine and flights of beer, he's like, yo, I'm gonna do flights of criminals. And he's just like, you know.
He's like, what does the Indiana brand taste like? And he just has him like mow down like three people from Indiana.
He just goes down to like Florida and just eats a bunch of meth dealers, you know, whatever, or you know, he.
He's like, Florida meth is good, but have you ever tried Ohio meth?
That's probably some good eats right there. It's like, this guy's been doing bath salts for 5 years. I need
marinated in bath salts.
It's nice and tender.
Yeah. So as that's happening, you know, Vicky Montesi's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and this is where Punisher even calls him. He's like, "What are these Thriller rejects?" which I like that the Punisher acknowledges that he's watched Thriller.
Yeah,
he has watched Michael Jackson's Thriller at some point.
Well, yeah, when he's like staking out somebody, he's like sitting there on.
Yeah, you gotta watch it on your phone.
He has the box go like in squiggly lines.
The box,
because you know it's like this is 1990.
They never showed Thriller on the box. We talk about the video channel on the box.
Yeah,
they never showed. They only showed two short videos on the box.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe it was there. Maybe in New York City they got some better videos than what we got here. I don't know.
I'm just watching him just sitting there, just getting have like a TV antenna on top of his car, watching the box, watching fucking Ghetto Boys videos on the box. My mic played tricks on me. I called that one in. But our grandma used to have the box.
Yeah, it used to be on. It used to be on the TV that. It used to come in on the TV that we used to play Genesis on, too.
Yeah, because those only stations you can get on those TVs. Yeah. The Box and America One,
yeah.
Where you can watch ECW for some reason. It's like when we used to go to Betty's house, and his mom would order, like, fucking pizza every day. And we would go to Betty's house and just fucking eat twice-baked burritos. And watch ECW on a TV that only got the box.
Yeah, the box. The box.
Does anybody know what we're talking about?
No, I have no fucking clue.
You have no idea what the box is?
I don't know what the box is.
So the box was like a music channel that would like play videos that you could call a number and request videos.
Oh wow.
And like they would have a little thing scrolling on the bottom being like, call and press this number or something like that. To request it.
But here's the thing. I only remember the videos being played on the box were just hardcore gangster rap videos. I'm not kidding.
It wasn't normal MTV stuff.
Yeah.
So probably because they didn't have the rights to play it, I'm assuming.
Was it like a local thing?
But it was, no, it was
I feel like it was... It might have been Canadian, maybe.
No, I never saw
the box.
I feel it was just something, though, that was, if you didn't have cable, you could have access to this. It's kind of like...
Teletoons.
Yeah, or something like that.
But ours was on public access, and it was only on, like, Saturday nights at a certain time.
See, this wasn't public access. Yeah. It was on
UHF or something.
Yeah, no, yeah. This was
it was on some weird. I don't know how you got it. I don't even know what station it was on. Well,
maybe it never really existed.
It did exist. I bet we go on YouTube and we can fucking YouTube the box.
I bet you probably can.
I'm gonna do that when we get home.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a thing I'm gonna do.
Oh God,
we're gonna do a separate podcast called The Box. odd, whatever. I gotta think of a good name for it. But anyways, so Punisher is like, what the fuck, Thriller? And then Vicky Montesi's like, yo, he's bringing up your family. You know, what are you gonna do? And he's like, my family's dead.
Family Corona.
And she goes, garbage, you don't believe that. And then everybody's like, oh shit, Punisher's gonna kill her.
Yeah, because she says something to him like, oh yeah, well, prove dead is dead.
He's like, dead is better.
He's like, dead is dead. And she goes, yeah, prove it. And he shoots her 3 times in the head.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, it says blam, blam, blam.
Yeah, he shoots this guy.
Oh, I thought he shot her.
I thought so too. I really did.
Like I said, I retained nothing of this guy.
Even though he just ran it.
The way I thought it was like when like they're like when they're like, oh no, he's gonna kill her. I thought it was like because she was talking about
his family. Yeah.
So like it's like kind of like how Batman gets into like a blind rage anytime someone mentions his mom's name.
Or like he just sees pearls.
Yeah. It's like
Bruce Wayne just like goes to like a really nice function and there's a woman with pearls and just punches her in the face. It's like, how dare you? My mother wore pearls. And everybody's like,
where'd you get those pearls? It's like, I bought them because I'm rich.
My husband.
My husband gives me. He's like,
I've been in my family for generations. Punch, punch, punch. She's like punching some like 80-year-old socialite in the face.
No, man. Can't wait for the new Batman movie to come out.
That probably actually be a pretty great movie to watch, though. Just Bruce Wayne going into like a blind rage every time he sees pearls. He doesn't even become Batman. He's just angry Bruce Wayne the whole time.
I love it. That's the best
movie. That'd be a thing where he would be doing that and he would scream, I'm Batman, while dressed as while as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And just fuck everything up.
Everybody would be like, what is going on? And he's just punching some old woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and he shoots the priest. I think that's what happens. He shoots a one-eyed priest, and the one-eyed priest is like, He's like, yo, I'll bring your family back, but now I'm dead. And Frank's like, I see their faces, and my son. And
Why'd you say that name?
And then they disappear, and then all the zombies pretty much just...
They die again.
They just stop.
They de-zombie.
They de-zombie. And then they look into the Darkhold, looks into a book, the book that the Stygie was holding, the Bible, and it's just a page of the Darkhold and everything else is blank. Because all Stygie had to do to wield that power was eat. So apparently the cannibalism gave him the power to raise zombies. That doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't. So...
I feel like he's kind of more of like a fresh meat guy.
Well, I don't think he was eating the zombies. He was using the zombies to fight people.
So but he's also eating fresh people.
Meat? No, he was eating the fresh meat, but then like he was raising the dead as well.
Yeah, he's doing a bit of everything.
A little bit of both.
Yeah,
a little bro. Get you a man that can do both.
Yeah, get you a man to do both. And then as that's happening, somebody picks up the dead one-eyed priest, and you know, there's somebody off screen that's like, yeah, because he's apparently one of these monsters is like, yeah, I'm talking to him, and he's glad he won't have to face whoever your wrath is. And then the guy's like, nah, we're going to fuck him up. But we don't know who that is. And then we see a random page here with Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch and Agatha Harkness are all standing around an orb looking, and apparently they're realizing now that the Darkhold's pages are resurfacing and they're stronger than ever. And the same people are involved, including a dwarf, apparently some dwarf that we did not see in this book.
Yeah, this is kind of like a weird little tag.
Which it could be, maybe that's who was speaking off.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a dwarf. And and so they're like, okay, well, we need to find these motherfuckers and destroy them, so...
Yeah.
And next issue is Wizard War, which is kind of exciting.
Mm.
And, that's it for the issue. Our letters page is called Black Mail. Not bad. So, yeah. So that's how this issue ends. We actually do tie up whatever this story is, because I'm assuming whatever is going on with Punisher and Ghost Rider is, you know...
It's over.
They're moving on.
Yeah, so, Ghost Rider's like, yeah, sorry, bro. It's like, I'm going to go, you know, do my vengeance thing now. Yeah.
I'm going to go on Facebook and talk to my friends. Yeah. Because I'm Facebook Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I got to go star my own book. Can't be hanging out in this book.
Yeah, exactly.
This book makes Ghost Rider seem kind of, like, pretty weak. Like, yeah. He's not, like, I figure Ghost Rider should just be able to fuck up a bunch of zombies pretty easily, right. You know?
Exactly, but zombies should be easy for him because they're done dead people. He just takes his chain and just...
Right, and he's just like, literally, them. Like, cut all their heads off at once. That'd be cool.
His chain confuses me because he's got this giant chain that is, like, constantly replenishable with links, so he just kind of uses that to mash people up, like kind of like you do in Marvel Ultimate Alliance when you use him. He just like throws a bunch of links.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. That's it for Darkhold number 5 from Darkhold Pages from the Book of Sins number 5 from February 1993. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
No, because I couldn't retain anything from this one.
You don't want to read Wizard War?
No, because I probably wouldn't know what's going on, and then I'd finish it and go, wait, what?
I don't know. You know what? This is a book that I wouldn't want to make a commitment to, because I feel like I would get bored very easily.
Yep.
I feel like you have to read other titles in order to fully grasp this whole thing, too.
Well, that's what they want you to do, too.
I hate that.
You know, they're like, hey,
it's well... It's like everything is a crossover.
Yeah.
Not that I'm opposed to crossovers.
Yeah, but they want you to all be involved with all these different Midnight Suns books. Like, it's a hard push for that sort of shit. And they tried to make it a thing, and, you know, it was a thing for a little bit, but, you know, but I feel like there's certain books that were more attractive than others, Darkhold not being one of them. So, so I'm kind of...
Yeah, I don't remember this book actually existing, so.
Yeah.
I always remember it because it was always one of those things. It's clearly one of those books that existed just to exist in bins that we look in. Even though there's only like 20-ish, probably like 20 or probably not even that, 15, 14 issues of this series, you still find like constant issues of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're looking through book, you know, through the books, and you're like, oh, fuck, another one of these?
Because nothing important happened in any of those issues, probably.
Right.
So
no, it pretty much just served to further along whatever other supernatural bullshit they were doing. You know, clearly this is an issue to be like, hey, we got Ghost Rider and Punisher in this one, so why don't you fucking read it? You know, we're even though the concept of him bringing back somebody trying to bring back Frank Castle's family from the dead and all that stuff, like, that's a pretty heavy spice to be dealing with in a random-ass Darkhold book.
Yeah, they probably threw it in there because they didn't want to fuck around with that in Punisher's actual book.
No, you gotta keep those things separate because, you know, in Punisher, he's only, you know, messing with criminals strictly. You know, he's not doing any weird stuff. At least not in this part.
Plus, Punisher fans would be like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't want to hear about this. I just wanted to murder people.
Who are these fucking guys?
Man, nobody why don't you
keep Darkhold? Keep Darkhold out of this. Yeah, fuck this.
I hate when people don't die.
Ugh, I'm gonna go right out on the street and punch a car. That's what I imagine all Punisher fans.
They just punch cars?
They just punch cars and get really angry.
Yeah. It's just like constant Grand Theft Auto for them.
Oh, yeah. These are definitely the guys that play Grand Theft Auto and they get into a car and just smash into a wall. Because they can't get out of the mode. They're like, and they're just dangerous. But, so I guess that's it for this week's episode. And, I guess technically this week's episode of What the Hops.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your,
call
to action?
I can give my little spiel. You can, always find us on the Hopped Up Network. If you're, not aware, the Hopped Up Network is a group of beer podcasts that, talk about beers from their region across the country and the world, throughout the whole U.S. and Canada. So get up there, hit up the hoppedupnetwork.com and, check out some of our friends. You can follow us on Instagram at What the Hops Podcast, on Twitter at What the Hops, and on Facebook at What the Hops.
And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can always find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, please check us out on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get your podcasts. You can rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, and let us know what you think of the show and what you think of Brian's show. We're really excited that we got a chance to do this because it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Being able to sit here and bullshit with our brother, my brother, and Jen's brother-in-law's family. We're grateful.
Drink some beers,
talk about some beers. So hopefully you guys dug it.
Yeah, it's a little different from what our normal podcast is, but I know the other guys aren't as nerdy as I am. So this is a... It's a
you
little
scratch that itch.
Yeah,
it's a little taste into that world for some of our nerdy fans, I guess. So don't worry, the other guys will be back, and we'll get back to dick and fart jokes.
We got plenty of those.
You can definitely listen to our show.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, definitely listen to our show. We'll give you all that sort of stuff. So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.